the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio, the smarter way to make radio.
Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson. Coming up later in this edition of the Radio Today programme, we'll hear from Broadway Bill Lee and other guests at the Imaging Days conference in Amsterdam. Also, James Cridland this week looks at what he calls the misguided quest for control. And David Lloyd will be here at the end of the podcast with more radio moments, including this time some milestone moments for LBC and the arrival of BBC Radio London.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mikasa.
First, let's take you to Amsterdam. Radio Today's Roy Martin is on the line. He's been in Ireland this week and he's now in Amsterdam. Hello, Roy.
Hi, it's great to be here. Great to be on the line, as you say.
Tell us who's there with you at the Imaging Days.
Well, it's an interesting story because Ian Brannan, the world-famous voiceover and occasional radio presenter, is with me, but is in the other room. So we're both on the line, but we couldn't get two headphones and two microphones to work in the same laptop to connect up. So we're in different rooms, both connected to you separately, from Holland to the UK. So, and I believe if I say, hi, Ian, then he'll respond over there.
Hi, Roy.
There he is.
it's like one of those link-ups on like Surprise, Surprise in the olden days, where there's a huge delay, but yet we're just like a couple of metres away.
Unfortunately, nobody needs to see anybody's face, so
that's all good. That's radio.
Obviously, you're a voiceover, you're a producer as well, and a radio presenter, and you've been doing some interviews for us, which we're going to hear later on this podcast. What have you enjoyed at Imaging Days, Ian?
Yeah, it's been great to come back here. It's a different location from what it's been in the previous years, but it hasn't happened for, I think, is it 3 years now? I think 2016 was the last time that Imaging Days happened. So it's great to come back and great to see quite a few familiar faces and to check out the sessions and how things have maybe changed a little bit. We had a session from Ollie Pengilia, we're going to hear from a little bit later on. He's doing the imaging for KISS, and obviously now, since the last 3 years, grime is something that's really come to the surface, and so they've had to change and work out how they're going to accommodate that into their imaging. And also Jeff Berlin was sharing some great secrets from across the pond. He's an imaging producer in Boston, so great to hear from him. And then a session that we're going to be rounding the whole festival off with, another man we're going to hear from is Broadway Bill Lee. So looking forward to hearing him talk about his
Ian,
love of imaging as well.
I think you got that wrong, Ian. It's Broadway.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Broadway Bill Lee.
He did correct you.
And he likes to bust out the rhyme, as we well know. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's very good.
Oh, boy, Roy, let's do a little Radio Today in the UK, because Broadway is here to make sure everybody's amazed, because it's more than just imaging at the Imaging Days.
That's him.
Proper
legend. There
he
is. That's the legend. There he is.
And, Roy, I think on your social media, I've mainly seen pictures of you out and about in town drinking and eating rather than the event itself. So that's been the main bit of it.
You know the reason I come to these events. It's not to sit in a room for 5, 6, 7 hours a day. It's to socialise with people and friends you haven't seen for a while and make new networking connections.
The Chinese we had last night was the most expensive Chinese I've ever seen in my life. It was like £25 for each dish, including the rice.
Ridiculous. It was good though, yeah?
Oh yeah, it was good. And somebody had a flaming pineapple. I mean, literally the pineapple was on fire when they brought it to the table. But yeah, uh-huh. A pricey Chinese, but quality.
So have either of you learned anything new? Because I know, Roy, you're an imaging producer, Ian, you're a voiceover. Has it been worthwhile? And what have you taken away from it?
I'd like to think of me being a former imaging producer, because Radio Today takes up pretty much 24/7 these days, and I do the occasional bits and pieces. So
plus nobody will hire you.
That's right. A lot of it, I have to admit, went right over my head. In previous years, they've had like conversations and panels and interviews on stage. There's been a couple of sofas and, you know, people talking to each other. But this time, it's literally been a guy on stage playing with Pro Tools for an hour at a time. And a lot of it has been right over my head. I'll get the jargon and the technical bits, but yeah, I've not got a lot. But it's not for me. I'm here as a official reporter. But I've spoken to people who are imaging producers, and yeah, it's bang on target. The imaging producers are here, are loving it, taking away tips. They're all writing notes in their iPhones and other phones. So it's hitting the nail on the head. It's been good. It's been good. Lots of enthusiasm here for radio imaging.
And Ian, as a voiceover, you probably don't see many people because you just lock yourself in your studio. So to actually get out and meet some producers and talk about what they want is probably good.
Yeah, it has been interesting on a couple of levels to see, obviously, some of the producers that that you may work with from time to time. Also to see how the voices are being processed, because as a voiceover, we don't really do much with any plugins or anything like that. It's really quite that, you know, people want the clean voice to be able to do what they do. Well, producers want to be able to mess about with voices, but it's interesting to see what sort of effects they are putting on them. But also, I think Jeff Berlin was talking about microphones in his session, and there was another session as well about how they get the most out of voices. So it's interesting to see the kind of things that they tweak in order to bring the most out of the voice. And maybe there are one or two things I can take on improving how my mics maybe sound, or for promos and things like that. And also, being in Amsterdam, I've got a couple of agents here as well, so I've been able to catch up with them. They've not been at the Imaging Days, but it's been good to do a bit of networking on that front as well.
Tell us about your microphone, Ian, because I know you're very proud of your microphone.
Yeah, well, I brought it with me. It has been a talking point. It's I've been carrying it around.
It's a big long one, isn't it?
And, bigger than mine, I'll tell you.
Well, this is it, and it has its own case. And I invested in it for a couple of reasons. Number one, this mic that I'm using now is, I think, got a mention in Jeff Berlin's session of being like the promo mic. And it has a particular range that sounds really good on promos. In fact, they use it for Hollywood movie promos and stuff like that. But also, it's quite good for being able to record stuff on the move without having to build the full-on pillow fort in your hotel room. And staying where myself and Roy are staying, in the Botel, which is like the 1970s cruise ship, I don't fancy my chance of getting a decent sound out of anything in there, but it is handy for that on the road. It's very small to be able to sort of pack away in your bag, and quite light as well, so it's been with me. It's not been used too much until now.
So what is it if people want to get one? If they like the sound of your voice.
If you like the sound of this microphone, it is the Sennheiser 416. It's a shotgun mic. You try explaining you've got a shotgun anything in your bag to the security in the airport, and it's a long conversation.
I think we're going to bring back Stu versus Roy, which we'll do in a minute. But while Roy is here, we talked a couple of weeks ago about his big long trip. He's made it to Amsterdam after Southern Ireland, first of all. How was that? That was Friday night. You were at the Radio Awards in Ireland. It looked very showbiz. It looked very glitzy.
Do you know what? It reminded me of the Sonys. The Sonys, as were, about 5 years ago, before it all went tits up. That was a good night, and the Irish are still doing great radio, and they're all independent stations. They're all, you know, they work together. They've got the IBI and everything that brings them all together. They're competing for content and competing for awards, and they're such a good crack, as they say, in the room. It was a good night. The IMRO Radio, I've been calling it the IMRO Radio Awards for donkey's years, and nobody's ever said anything to me. But I turn up and everybody's calling it IMRO. So I apologise for my lack of knowledge at the IMRO Radio Awards, and look forward to coming again next year.
And the big winner was News Talk, I think, was it?
There are a few Station of the Years for local and national and specials and things like that. But News Talk got the National Station of the Year. So well done to everybody at News Talk, which is a Communicore station.
Fantastic. Right, should we bring that quiz then that we killed off a few months ago? Is that what we're doing?
I didn't think we killed it off. We never got around to doing it again.
It got rested.
Ian's got some questions. Hopefully they're jingle related on the theme of Imaging Get Pays. So
right.
Well, yes.
Go for it, Ian.
I can confirm they are jingle related. Now, we have to get to this venue, we have to go on a 2-minute ferry ride across a river here in Amsterdam. And in that 2-minute ferry ride, myself and a few attendees of this conference came up with 3 questions. So there will be a winner. Are we ready? Question one.
Ooh,
which jingle package proclaimed it was serving the universe?
Right. Got to be Tebo Z, hasn't it? Surely from Jam.
There is a bonus point available here. Which cut?
Which cut said serving the universe?
Yeah.
Cut 10?
It was.
Was it 10?
Yes. Absolutely right.
Cut 10.
Cut 10, Tebo Z. Unbelievable.
2 points. 2 points for me already, Stu. Look at that.
Unbelievable. Question two. What does TM stand for in TM Studios?
Right.
Some Go on.
It's the founder, Tom Merriman.
It is indeed.
These are very easy, Ian. These are very easy.
Which UK presenter has a jingle proclaiming he's the man who's got the best music?
Stu. Mark Goodyear.
Yes.
Got one right. Consolation
you're on the
prize.
Boards. There you go. Well,
I gave you that one.
So I've lost, though, yeah.
Roy is the champion of the jingle quest.
Fix.
Fantastic. Excellent. Good news. Thanks, Ian. Just put that piece of paper back under there. Excellent.
No worries.
Is that a £5 note?
Yeah.
Well, that I'd like to say that was fun.
Go on, then.
For Roy.
So we're talking Tuesday afternoon. You've still got a bit of the event left to go, and then a bit more socialising. Is that what you're doing now? You know, while I'm stuck at home here in the rain.
Yeah, well, it's raining here as well. If that makes you feel any better.
No.
But as you mentioned, Bill Lee is the final session in about half an hour from when we're speaking, and then. It's just chill out time, and then back on the road tomorrow.
I've got the imaging update to voice for Nation Radio. Under a duvet somewhere.
Say it like you're looking forward to it, Ian.
No, I am. It's a Tuesday session. It's all going to be there. Listeners of any of the Nation stations, including KCFM, don't forget, Sun FM.
Which stations are you on these days, Ian?
Well, all of the Nation ones for S&P promos and station promos. So that's obviously Nation Radio. Nation Radio Ceredigion, as it is now, plus Swansea Bay Radio, Radio Carmarthen, Nation London, and KCFM, Sun FM. Also do some stuff for Ipswich, the new Ipswich station, and Chris Country, of course, not to forget.
And you've been doing some interviews for us at Imaging Days, but presumably you're available for all good voiceover jobs and even a bit of freelance presenting as well, if people are looking for anybody.
Yeah, all good voiceover jobs and the bad ones. Any is good. I'm available at short notice. Fax and dial, we used to call it. But I do a lot of work with commercial stations across the UK and around the world, particularly the UAE. There's quite a few there, and a lot of corporate work. On hold, IVR. I've just started as the voice of Eon. So if you're phoning up to get your gas or electric bill sorted, then be me greeting you from now on there as well. That's a new one. And radio presenting. I'm still doing some presenting as and when for Communicore, for Smooth, mainly for the Northeast for the time being. And also the occasional bits for BBC. I've done some stuff for BBCT. So still doing some radio stuff, and it's great to do. I really enjoy being on air and doing the voiceover stuff as well. It's great because, you know, get to work from home and connect up with people from all over the world. It's a brilliant job.
Right, well, have a safe trip back, gents. Roy, we'll talk to you again next week. And Ian, thank you for doing your interviews that we're going to hear on this podcast.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy.
And just before that, a couple of other things to tell you about this week. Entries have now opened for the 2020 ARIAs. You'll find all the details at radiotoday.co.uk. That event happening in the spring. Other events going on, the Viamux workshops. If you're interested in finding out a bit more about small-scale DAB, the workshops are supported by Radio Today and Play Out One. They head for Sheffield on the 9th of November, Watford on the 10th of November, and then Cardiff on the 23rd of November. All the details at viamux.com. And Drive to Digital, the conference from Digital Radio UK, happening on the day before Brexit, possibly, the 30th of October at the British Library in London. Details about that at radiotoday.co.uk.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionic Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
So we're at Imaging Days in Amsterdam, and one of the stars of the show this year is from New York City, Broadway Bill.
Broadway Bill, that's how you say it. And being introduced as one of the stars of the show is a new thing for me. I might be the afternoon drive guy. I might be well known in radio circles, but one of the stars of the show?
Of course you're the star of the show. Everybody knows Broadway Bill. And if they haven't been to New York and heard you on air or know of you, they probably know of you now through social media and sharing your videos where you do these great talk-ups right up to the vocals on your Oh Wow Wednesdays. Is this something you've done all the way through your career, or is this something now that you've decided to share with the wider world?
Yeah, actually, it is something I've done my whole career. It's because that style of crash and roll, only talk over the intro radio was first popularized by Bill Drake back in the late 1960s. And when I came up in the early 70s, that was the only way we were allowed to do it. Now, obviously, it's changed over the years. We've all gotten more conversational. Even I, when I'm not recording these breaks, am on the phones doing phone calls with people, or I'm doing local content, that sort of thing, or even doing joke setup bits. The stuff I do on these video breaks is meant to be a fun callback to the way radio used to be when we used to just do straight top 40. And that's why I think people get a kick out of it, because it's such a throwback and you don't hear that anywhere anymore.
Yeah, is that a lost art in radio now, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's even a lost art at my radio station. I'm the only one who really does it well, although we have a couple of guys who have done it well. I was watching an old air check, an old video air check of our morning man, Scott Shannon, who's well-known throughout the industry. And now he's a conversational morning man. But back as late as 1983, when he started Z100 Radio, he was jocking and talking and rocking with the best of them. I mean, and it was all over record intros. So he knew how to do it, just doesn't do it anymore.
Because I think if you're a radio presenter now and you went on air, certainly in the UK, and did that as a link, it probably would be your last link.
There's no doubt. People just aren't used to hearing it. I think if you set me up in a position of, and now, ladies and gentlemen, let's fly back to the 1960s and the good old USA, radio sounded something like this. And if you set it up that way and I did a break that way, I'd go, oh, isn't that pleasant?
And how are you enjoying your trip over to Amsterdam? Obviously, a bit of a time difference. You over the jet lag yet, or how's it going?
Yeah, spent yesterday getting over the jet lag, and we had an interesting way of doing it. We worked on about an hour of sleep, and they said, I know, let's get up, hit some museums, and get soaked in the rain. So that's pretty much how we got over our jet lag. Then we came back and slept for about 8 hours, so it worked out well.
And you're speaking tomorrow. I'm speaking on the first day of Imaging Days. You're ending the whole conference, really, with your performance tomorrow? Your section, your part?
I was thinking of presentation, symposium, performance. I'm just going to get up there and see what comes out.
And what do you think will come out? What sort of things are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to talk about not only the history of imaging and jocking, but I'm going to talk about some of the people who I learned from. And I'm also going to talk about what basically I do and how my show is more produced than it is performed. Obviously, there's a component on either side of that, but production, and that's why I relate to imaging, and I think that's why we all have a symbiosis here, is because every break I do, I produce it like it's a spot, a commercial.
I mean, I'm talking to you from a presenter's kind of mindset, I suppose, but this is an imaging conference, and I think certainly in the UK and probably in Europe, people have looked towards New York and the USA in general for being the pace setters of imaging, and things have changed quite a lot, particularly in New York over the last 20, 30 years while you've been broadcasting there.
Oh, it's evolved from, first, let's get their attention. Let's talk quietly and get their attention. And then it was, pow, let's get their attention now. And then it became, let's get their attention. And now it's actually evolved into, let's tell them exactly what we've got for them and let them worry about getting their own attention on this. In other words, content is king. And that's basically going to be the theme of everything I talk about tomorrow.
We're with Oliver Pengilly, who is one of the producers at KISS in London.
Yeah, so it's I'm a full-time imaging producer there. We also do S&P. And it's myself and a very, very talented guy called Jared Lucas. So him and I, like, day-to-day duties, it's imaging production, a shed load of S&P, and then we also have a retainer with Wise Buddha, so they tend to help out with, beta the UK IDs, top of the hours and things like that, just to sort of help us out, fill in gaps and that, but then, yeah, we'll do the stuff.
And talking about your session then, you were giving an insight into how you do things at KISS.
Yeah, so kind of I'm thinking doing a top of hour, but it's going to be not necessarily like a top of hour with sort of traditional like house 128 BPM. I've got like a drum and bass tempo one there just to sort of give it a bit more whack. And then also I've got a specialist show opener for one of our specialist DJs called Rude Kids, who does Kiss Grime. don't know if many people over here will know about grime music. It's predominantly...
Oh, yeah, your Radio Today is fully grime compliant, as far as I've heard.
Our stations here are grime compliant.
I think grime's fairly universal-ish. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Why are you going to educate them, Ollie?
Well, Stormzy and AJ Tracy are doing big moves. So, and I was on holiday in Greece, right? And I heard they had that Skepta and ASAP Rocky song that came on. So it is starting to... So we'll see. Like, it's hopefully going to get recognised. But that's just sort of out. If you're working in, like, urban genres, like, whether it be hip-hop, grime, like, especially grime being, like, a kind of, like, battle genre, and, like, it stems from that, and it's from London, and they're very kind of proud of their sound and heritage. You've got to use, like, authentic samples, make it sound like you're representing that genre with, like, respect. So you can't really, like, dilly-dally around it or, like, whitewash it. It's got to sound... you know, like grime music, because that's what you're representing or branding. You're branding that show. Plus Rude Kid's like mad talented producer and DJ, so you've got to come correct, as they say, to like, you know, do it properly.
How do you find that as a challenge being a producer though? Because obviously there are many different genres. You yourself personally probably aren't into all of them and listen to them all hours of the day. How do you balance that?
You've got to be a fan of the music, I think. So recently, we launched some IP stations. Kiss Garage was one of them, and Kiss Dance was another. And where with me and Jared is that we've got different strengths and different interests, but that's what makes us gel so well. So what I might be lacking in certain things, he'll be able to sort of step in on that. So when we did the package for these IP stations, he actually worked on Kiss Dance, and I did Kiss Garage, because I'm a garage nut and a grime head. So if you're a fan, and you can kind of dial into the culture, and you sort of understand... what the context is in the tracks, and you get the culture and the language and stuff, and you know the songs and the artists, then you bring that in. Jared actually like does like music and bits and pieces as well, like he's big into his dance music and things like that, so he was well aware of like how to do that one. And I was like, sweet, I'll take Garage, and then just chopped through loads of like samples from sessions and things, just to trying to make it authentic, really.
It sounds like it's going well for you, because we've worked together for over a number of years, and I think I first worked with you as a voiceover, and you were a producer at I think it was Free in Birmingham, and then I remember you saying then you wanted to be a producer at one of the big stations in either the world or the country, and I think you've probably achieved that with Kiss.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, it's a dream job. I'm from London anyway, or like near London, and I moved up to Birmingham for the job to chase that opportunity. I then came back down, then went up to Manchester to chase that. And not that I was like moving around all the time, you know, you've got to have ambition, but you've also, if you're starting off and you're young and you can't get into like your home city or the market in where you're from, then you've got to go where the work is. And, you know, getting into that comprod role when I was at Orion, that really opened up doors to sort of establish yourself amongst VOs, which you were one of them. Amazing VO, everyone. Use him. but that really opened up doors to like the industry. And then, you know, you hammer that out and you pick up skills from that. And then again, when I went up to Manchester, when I was at Real World, again, that was like getting trained up. In between that, I was interning at Capital, and Chris Nickel actually like got me in and was just sort of teaching me the fundamentals and that. And then again, you just take what you can from each bit, and then as long as you've got like an idea where you want to be, then eventually it will happen.
Well, thank you very much for the big up as well. I'm available for Equity Rate, of course, at short notice. Finally, one thing that I think quite a few people have been doing is offering their big tip, if you like, for anybody who's in audio production at whatever stage, whether they are, you know, well established and listening to this and haven't been able to make it to the imaging days, or they're just starting out, you know, as we all have done at some point, you know, editing on whatever software they've got. What's your tip to really add a bit of punch to your promos?
Think about it as making a cake or like making a meal. If you're cooking, let's say, for your partner's parents or like your family, you're going to want to put in like a mad amount of effort to make it really good. So you go out and buy the really good ingredients and stuff. So in the sense of imaging, just keep searching for that piece of music, that track, whatever you can find, like remixes or whatever, that really like whack that punch in, that give that energy. If you want to put the message out and make it a really clear message and be creative with that, look for samples, get a cappella grabs, keep gathering ingredients, keep gathering a cappellas, get a bank of tracks together, and just be picky with your ingredients and your tools, because then once you've got those, and then you get to the point of actually like piecing it together in your DAW, then it will come. And then you'll find that actually, because you've got all the right ingredients there, you'll have a lot of fun putting it together, but you won't have to sort of disguise things as much, because it's already there, if that makes sense.
At the Imaging Days, and we're with Anthony Timmers. He's the man behind Imaging Days, and he's got a beer in his hand. It's all over. You can relax.
Oh, yeah, finally. Cheers on that one.
And thanks for the free drinks, too.
Oh, yeah. Free drinks? What happened? Something went wrong.
Well, that's what I was told. It's been a great event, though. Your highlights, personally.
I loved Idris, because it's a unique radio station in Holland, urban. So we learn a lot from him. And I'm a big fan of James Lawson. His work for Hits Radio, love it.
And of course, at the end, we rounded off with Broadway Bill Lee as well. And you threw him a curveball.
Yeah, well, you know, that guy is amazing. On the radio and also during an event for the first time ever, I think. I loved it. And we played a bit with him because we started some intros. So he did a live intro from Stevie Wonder, and what was the other one?
It was a song from the 1970s, wasn't it? I can't remember the name of it, but it wasn't a well-known song in the UK, but it was a big one in America, and he jocked right up to the vocals without any practice.
Just without any practice. I loved it. And of course, Jeff Berlin. Yesterday, I loved him.
He's come all the way over from Boston to sort of talk about the imaging that he's... Because he's also a voiceover as well.
Yeah. What an amazing voice has he. Right. And he was the voice of the Imaging Days this year. He's the imaging producer of KISS 108. And the thing that I really liked about his job for KISS 108 is it's so creative. If you listen to radio in Holland or in Europe, everything is really basic, becoming more basic, so really quick to the point. Drop that question or drop that line about some contest that is going on. And then, of course, only on this and this radio station. And he was like making full sketches, people in cars and screaming about their favorite radio station. And the whole room gave him a run of applause because it was finally something different again. I loved it. Yeah.
And the thing from Jeff as well, he has a recorder that he carries around with him, and he goes to events, and that's where he interviews listeners, and he just records random stuff that he saves, and then like 20 years later, he'll wheel it out and stick it in a promo.
Yeah. I had to laugh so much about that, because he the stuff he recorded like 20 years ago, he still uses on the radio today, because most of the time, like, I love this radio station. Yeah, you can use still today, of course.
And the new venue, of course, as well, I think, because now you're in Amsterdam, previously you're in Harlem.
Yeah, we switched because basically everybody from outside the country, Holland, they came over to Amsterdam, booked a hotel in Amsterdam, went over to Harlem for the event, and came back to Amsterdam. So we thought, well, let's find a cool location in Amsterdam, and we found one. And I think it's a pretty good event this year.
It has been a great event, and it has been a great location as well. I mean, the location itself is right opposite the Amsterdam Central Station. You couldn't get much more central. And there's even a car on the way in, just like an old car underneath a glitter ball.
Yeah, that's we posted it in a social media thing yesterday about you can listen this week to the Imaging Days radio and win this great car, because it's like a really old-fashioned car. With a disco ball in it. It's amazing.
It's very Dutch.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the sort of thing you see here. You wouldn't see it in too many places.
Oh, no, that's right, yeah. Well, then it's typically Dutch, yeah. And, we're drinking beer now and already talking about the next one. So I would say keep your eyes open and keep on checking our channels, because we're coming back.
Excellent stuff. It's great. And thanks for a fantastic event, Anthony.
Cheers. Thanks.
And thanks to Ian Brannan, who you heard there talking to Broadway Bill Lee from WCBS-FM, Ollie Pengilly from KISS in London, and the Imaging Days event organiser Anthony Timmers. Still to come on the Radio Today programme, James Cridland and also David Lloyd's Radio Moments. A reminder first about CleanFeed. If you've been using it and enjoying it, then do tell us what you're using it for. If you've not even heard about it, then check it out today at cleanfeed.net. Basically, it's a way to connect between different computers, between different browsers in studio quality, and you can even record it right within your browser. It's great for doing OBs or interviews or maybe co-hosting your show or podcast from somewhere different to normal. It's really simple to use, great quality, and it won't cost you anything to get started. It'll just take 30 seconds to sign up, and within minutes, you'll be doing your first live interview or recording. Find out more at cleanfeed.net.
I'm James Cridland, the Radio Futurologist. There's a new copyright law in Europe. It's aimed at people like Google, and it forces them to pay news organizations if they use more than just a headline to link to stories on news websites. Media analyst Thomas Beidkarl has posted a long essay on Twitter highlighting how pointless this law is in the first place. It wouldn't have made much money, he argues, but more to the point, he highlights that news organizations are asking for other people to pay for rewriting other people's stories, and that's what most news organizations do anyway. The parallel in radio is the current trend for radio broadcasters to remove their streams from third-party apps in an attempt to insist that listeners use their own apps instead. The BBC is the latest, pulling their streams in the UK off TuneIn. And that action has broken a variety of services, not least nobody with an Alexa speaker can use it as a radio alarm clock anymore. Well done, BBC. Now, I hear radio broadcasters claiming that people like TuneIn steal their streams. And I sit and I shake my head because they're promoting your radio station. Your audience connect directly to your servers so you get the data you want. And if you want to offer a better app, you, as the originating broadcaster, have much better data than TuneIn could ever have. So it should be really easy. I mean, taken to the logical conclusion, if you're pulling your station off TuneIn, you should also pull your station off your FM frequency as well, because you get much less data from that. I would reckon you should focus on your own app and make sure it's a better experience. Keep your on-demand content for your own app if you like. Add now playing information and more features. Make your app the best way to listen to your radio station. That's how your app will win, not by bullying your audience. The central point of radio is do the best for your listeners. But that seems to be forgotten by the digital strategists in their misguided quest for control. Because radio listeners rarely choose second best. And that goes for apps as well. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crit.land and daily podcast news at podnews.net. And until next time, keep listening. And now on the Radio Today programme, here's David Lloyd.
It's 25 years this week since what we thought was the end of LBC.
From LBC Radio, good morning and goodbye.
LBC's licence, of course, wasn't renewed, so under the new licence, it was replaced by the new, young and innovative London News 97.3 on FM and on AM.
Good morning, London. This is Brian Hayes, and it's good to be able to say that again. It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, the 5th of October, 1994. Welcome to London News Talk, 11:52 a.m., original talk radio. It's a pleasure to be with you for the breakfast programme, which is designed for London. Each morning, we will inform you, entertain you...
Of course, the LBC name was to return. LBC itself had been born this week in 1973, and the first moments on air are often replayed. So let's dip in just a little bit later, shall we? The day that commercial radio arrived in the UK.
Good morning, it's 7:30, and this is Josephine Bacon with the LBC News. Egypt is reported to have thrown 400 tanks and thousands of troops into battle along the Suez Canal. Israeli sources say the Egyptian attack is based on massive waves of infantry and armor.
We've covered some of the main items of the news, so you'll forgive us if we just break off this morning at 17 minutes to 8 in order to wish ourselves happy birthday. I promise we'll never do it again, but we're only born once. And we'd like to thank all of you who've written in to wish us luck, like Mr. Wallace Crevett of Reigate, Squadron Leader Windust, John and Susie, Samantha, Tony Smith, Heather and Brian. And we'd like to thank especially Mr. Heath for this message from number 10.
The opening today of the London Broadcasting Company's station marks a new departure in British broadcasting. It's the first station of the Independent Broadcasting Authority's local radio service, and the first all-news radio station in this country. I'm sure its 24-hour service of news, information and comment is going to be of immediate value to Londoners, and eventually it will be of use to listeners to other stations throughout the United Kingdom, who are going to receive a news service from this station. I'd like to wish the station, its staff and the IBA's local radio service every success.
The birth of commercial radio this week, 46 years ago. And that was 3 years after BBC local radio had arrived in the capital this week in 1970.
Good morning. I'm Peter Redhouse, the manager of BBC Radio London. And I'd like to welcome you all as listeners to our first morning's broadcasts. The time is 6:45, and Tom Vernon introduces our very first programme, Rush Hour.
Ah, jolly sig tunes. Yeah, we miss those, don't we?
And welcome from me, too, to Rush Hour. We're going to be here each weekday morning from 6:45 to 9:00 with news, music, and the kind of information we hope will help to get your London day off to a good start. Of course, we're all excited here about this being our very first day officially on the air.
He didn't sound very excited, did he? But they were challenging days, not least because of the BBC local radio music policy of the time.
A piece of music called Strong Coffee, definitely with a continental flavour. And other continental flavour tonight at the Albert Hall. Joe Bugner, Britain's best heavyweight prospect for years, faces one of the toughest fights of his career at the Albert Hall tonight.
Yeah, the art, long forgotten, thankfully, of getting from one thing to another. What about the programmes later on that day?
You can hear at 9:00 a programme about all the doings, prospective doings of Radio London. You can hear at 10:45 Woman in Town. That's our woman's programme.
OK.
11:20 Listen, Children. That's a programme for the under-sevens.
I'm getting this now.
12:30, a main news magazine, Capital City. And at 1:30, an individual type of disc show, Lunch a la Carta.
So what was the programming strategy for that news station? Monty Modlin spoke to the station's manager, Peter Redhouse.
Are you going to have a radio station here, like so many local radio stations, pouring out endless record programmes, and gibberish talk from disc jockeys? Are we going to have that?
Well, of course, a lot of people like disc jockeys. They like record programmes, and entertainment is a very important part of the service we're providing. But our main aim is to provide a service of news, information about London for Londoners. The sort of thing that we've started to provide already in this programme, we hope that we'll carry on for the rest of the day and for all the rest of the time that we're on the air. News and information about London. That's what we're really about.
Well, that's absolutely first class. I heard you start the programme off. But are you going to be a pioneering station? For instance, there are so many things that councils, you know, often they're blockheaded, and I used to be on one. You know, they're such deadheads, some of these councils, red tape. Are you going to say as a radio station, things are wrong, we're going to investigate them? Can you do things like this?
Well, we're not going to go out of our way to knock councils just for the sake of knocking them, but we're certainly going to do our best to look into things that seem to be going wrong. It's not always the council's fault. It can be a lot of people's fault.
The pace, the style of radio in 1970. So with Mark and Lard ending their spell on Radio 1 Breakfast 22 years ago...
Adam from West Brom, can I have a squeal like a pig for my lovely wife Helen, who dragged me to a Family Mahone concert on Friday night, even though I wanted to stay in and watch the final episode of Sex and the City?
Squeal like a pig, boy!
A surprise on 5 Live 5 years ago.
Radio presenter Simon Hurst. He's hosted Commercial Radio's Top 40 chart. He's best known as the host of Weekday Breakfast on Capital Yorkshire until June of this year. But tonight, in an exclusive interview for this programme, he tells me he is changing his gender and will live life as a woman.
The start of Woman's Hour 73 years ago.
Well, we were all very left-wing politically to begin with. And we felt that London programmes were rather smug, and we wanted to get people onto the programmes, not just professors and people who could read a good script. We wanted to present ordinary people.
The death of Radio Caroline's Micah Hearn 10 years ago, who'd hosted just one show on Radio 1.
Hey, there's a gorgeous song there from a young girl called Norma Tanega, and a thing called Walking Mike Hat Named Dog. Yes, it's 9:15 from 259.
The launch of Red Rose Radio 37 years ago.
Morning Lancashire with Dave Lincoln.
Well, real party stuff there, and why not on our first morning? That's Shakin' Stevens from his new album Give Me Your Heart Tonight, and Que Sera Sera, the old Doris Day number.
The birth of Newbury Sound 10 years ago.
This is Newbury Sound!
And a very happy 96th birthday to Nicholas Parsons, still on air.
Can you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Thank you, David, and James, and Roy, and our guest Ian Brannan this week, who was with Roy at the Imaging Days in Amsterdam doing those interviews for us. Join us next time for more industry news and chat.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
The original music for this podcast was composed by Macassar.